This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A charity ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday, aiming to open a sea route to deliver supplies to a population aid agencies say is on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. The journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden would not support an Israeli military operation in Rafah that does not protect civilians, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Tuesday.
That path does not lie in smashing into Rafah, where there are 1.3 million people, in the absence of a credible plan to deal with the population.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel would press forward with its military campaign into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, amid rising international pressure. The White House has announced U.S. military officials at the Pentagon will rush about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in contracts. Tuesday's announcement comes as Ukraine is running dangerously low on munitions, and efforts to get fresh funds for weapons have stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives because of oppositions from Republican Party lawmakers. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in a slate of low-profile state primaries as the 2024 fight for the White House moves into a new phase. Biden, a Democrat, and Trump, a Republican, don't face any significant opposition in Tuesday's primary contest across Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. The question is whether they will earn the necessary delegates in each state to hit the 50% national threshold necessary to become their party's presumptive nominees. Turkey's new naval agreement with Somalia places the Turkish Navy in a strategically vital region, underlying Ankara's growing naval ambitions. However, analysts warn the agreement threatens to escalate current tensions with Somalia's neighbor Ethiopia. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Somali parliament ratified a 10-year defense agreement with Turkey this month. Under the deal, the Turkish Navy will help protect Somalia's territorial waters and facilitate the training and equipping of the Somali Navy. With Turkey already having a military base in Somalia, naval analysts say the deal is another step in projecting Turkish influence. The Somali naval deal comes as Ankara rapidly expands its navy to have a so-called blue water capabilities, or the ability to operate on the oceans far from the country's home ports. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry bows to pressure and says he'll resign once a council is formed to lead crisis hit Haiti. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's not immediately clear who'll be chosen to lead Haiti out of the crisis in which heavily armed gangs have become steadily more dominant, although Guyana President Irfan Ali says the transitional council would have 7 voting members and 2 non-voting ones. Some experts question the role the gangs, who control 80% of Port-au-Prince, will have to play. Robert Fatton, a Haitian expert at the University of Virginia, says even if you have a different kind of government, the reality is you need to talk to the gangs. You can't suppress them, Fatton notes. Gangs have supremacy in the capital. If there's no countervailing force, he says, it's no longer a question of if you want them at the table, they may just take the table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Brazil arrested a man on Tuesday after he hijacked a bus and shot 2 people at a bus station in Rio de Janeiro before holding 17 people hostage for about 3 hours. I'm Joe Ramsey.